John 13:12-17. Whose feet are you washing? Who is washing your feet? Hear the word of the Lord today. Welcome back to Friends Bible Study. Our goal is to help ordinary believers grow as disciples of Jesus, to make disciples of Jesus, and to equip them for every good work through the word of God. A disciple is someone who knows Jesus, follows Jesus, learns from Jesus, and is becoming like Jesus. Please continue to follow our Friends Bible Study simple approach. Read, write, share, and listen. John 13 is shorter than many of the previous chapters, but the content is rich. So again, we'll take 2 weeks to study this chapter. There are two audio sessions this week and two next week. Before we begin each study, I encourage you to prepare your heart to hear the word of the Lord today. I often share various principles of meditation on the scripture. There are 12 to 15 foundational principles that I try to repeat again and again in Friends Bible Study. This time, I want to emphasize one point at the beginning of each section in John 13. The principle is as follows. No matter what passage we study, a primary part of our application and obedience to God should focus on loving others. Jesus talked about the two most important commands in Matthew 22, 37 to 40. He said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and prophets hang on these two commandments. The two main commandments are love the Lord God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and two, love your neighbor as yourself. In verse 40, Jesus said, all the law and prophets hang on these two commands. That means that loving God and others is the focus of the whole Bible. 1 Timothy 1:5 states, the goal of the command is love that comes from a pure heart, a good conscience. The goal of God's command is love. Let's pray. Lord, you taught us that the main command is love. May the scriptures point us to you and to loving others daily. In Christ's name, amen. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. John 13:12-17, whose feet are you washing? Who is washing your feet? It takes humility and grace to serve others, but it also takes humility and grace to allow others to serve us. Jesus taught his disciples very clearly that we are to wash the feet of others and allow others to wash our feet. Let's look at verse 12. So when he had washed their feet, he put on his outer garment back on and sat down again. He said to them, do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord. You say so correctly, for so I am. If I then be your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Jesus modeled for his disciples everything he wanted them to do. He said in verse 15, I have given you an example that you should also do as I have done to you. Jesus was their teacher and master, but he washed their feet and told us to wash the feet of others. It is written in John chapter 1 that Jesus is the Word, the Logos, who has always been with God throughout eternity. And he is God. Jesus set aside his power and glory in heaven and became a human being to reveal the Father's love and character to us. He came to wash our feet and to die for our sins. Since Jesus did this for us, shouldn't we follow his example and live as he lived? Should not we be willing to love and humbly serve others the way that Christ loved us? To refuse to do so because of pride is to proclaim ourselves superior to Jesus, our master. This is unthinkable. Jesus said, I have given you an example that you should do also as I have done to you. being an example of following Jesus in all things is discipleship. Jesus taught his disciples, but he also modeled everything he wanted them to do and to be. If we want to make disciples, we must first be disciples of Jesus so that the people we are discipling can see how we follow Jesus. Humbly loving and serving others is a non-negotiable pillar of discipleship. Meditation question. What does Jesus' command to wash one another's feet mean practically? How can we wash the feet of others? Washing the feet of others means to humbly love and serve them practically. This is what Jesus did when he washed the disciples' feet. This is the example he showed us. There are churches today that practice foot washing as a part of their liturgy. This is not wrong, but I think that Jesus was not talking about physically washing the feet of others. He was talking about practically loving and serving others in everyday life. This may include physically helping them in various ways. For example, they may need help cleaning their home or yard. Some people are sick and have many needs due to illness. It may include giving someone food or taking care of their children. Most people have social, financial, emotional, and spiritual needs. Everyone needs someone who cares about them. Everyone needs someone who will listen to them and understand their struggles and problems. They need someone who will love them and pray with them. This is what it means to be a disciple of Jesus. Being a disciple, Jesus' disciple, also means allowing other people to wash our feet. Our feet get dirty, and sometimes our hearts get dirty. We have weaknesses and sometimes fail. We react to people and become angry or bitter towards them. We all face various temptations in our lives. This is how we get our feet dirty. Do you think you can wash your own feet? The fact is that we all need help. We need brothers and sisters who love and accept us and who will wash our feet. We need to humbly accept their love and service. Sometimes we need others to wash our feet, but often we won't let them. I think we frequently just keep pushing on, even though our feet are dirty. Sometimes God sends a brother or sister to wash our feet, but we are too proud to accept their service. Paul wrote in Galatians 6:1, "Brothers, if someone is caught in a sin, you who are spiritual should restore him gently." This is one example of what it means to wash one another's feet by gently restoring someone who has sinned. Verse 16 and 17, "Most certainly I tell you, a servant is not greater than his Lord, neither is the one who sent greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them." Meditation question. How will we be blessed if we love and serve others like Jesus did? John 13:17 completes Jesus' teaching on this topic. Someone said, "Humility and holiness result in happiness." Many people think that we will find happiness if others serve us. Jesus' teaching is completely opposite to the thinking of this world. We find real joy and happiness through serving others in the humility of Christ. Jesus said, "If you know these things, happy are you if you do them." Happiness is the result of humbly serving and loving others as we trust and obey Jesus. Jesus is our Lord. We say that Jesus is Lord, but we want to make our decisions, choose our own path in life, and do what we want to do. Jesus said, however, "A servant is not greater than his Lord, neither is the one sent greater than the one who sent him." People in this world think that blessing means having money, power, position, and possessions. We are taught that people will honor and serve us if we have these things. However, Jesus' thinking and values are opposite of this world. Jesus was talking about true blessing and true happiness. He was talking about the blessing of God, which fills you with true joy and satisfies the soul. If we obey Jesus and follow his example of washing the feet of others, we will grow deeper in our love relationship with him. We will be blessed because we are filled with his life and are becoming more and more like him. Meditation question. We cannot truly be disciples of Jesus if we do not follow his example and wash the feet of others. If this is true, what are you going to do about it? As servants of Jesus, we are not greater than him. Since Jesus humbly served others in love, we will also do so if we are his disciples. A disciple of Jesus learns from Jesus, obeys Jesus, and is becoming like Jesus. If we are not washing the feet of others, it seems clear that we are not his disciples. I think there are a couple of fundamental questions we, who are disciples of Jesus, should ask ourselves regularly. How can I wash the feet of others today? And am I willing to let other people wash my feet? Jesus, the Lord of the universe, humbled himself and washed his disciples' feet. He is our model. Whatever he did, we are also to do. Jesus was a humble servant. Therefore, that should also be part of our lifestyle. This is a radical teaching. However, following Jesus requires radical commitment. When people think about their lives, they think about what they are going to do, where they will live, and what they want to make them happy. For most people, serving others is not central in their thinking. For example, Christian families spend vast amounts of money sending their kids to college. They hope their kids will get a good job and also grow in their faith. When considering their career choices, they have many options. Some want to go into business and make a lot of money. Some want to be teachers, doctors, lawyers, etc. This is not wrong, but their motive is usually completely self-centered and has nothing to do with serving others. Jesus said we would be happy and blessed if we love and serve others. This is what Jesus did and what he taught. If we do not love and serve others, we cannot grow as disciples of Jesus. And further, we will not be blessed or happy. No matter what career path a person may choose, if serving others is not a core value, they will never fulfill God's will for their lives. If young people or older people do not serve others, they will not find blessing and happiness. This is one reason why many young people who grow up in the church are falling away from their faith and are not following Jesus. Jesus said, if you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. Serving others like Jesus is the pathway to blessing and happiness. I will conclude by reading the words of Jesus found in Mark 10, 42 to 45. Jesus called them together and said, you know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to be great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be the slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. We need to make disciples who humbly love and serve others like Jesus did. As we pray and reflect on this passage, please take some time to consider the following meditation questions. Whose feet are you washing? And who is washing your feet? Let's pray. Jesus, you came into this world as a humble servant. You loved the disciples and washed their feet. You told us to follow your example and that we would be blessed in doing so. Lord, make us like you. Give us your heart. Teach us today and every day to serve others in love. Show us how to wash their feet. Give us the humility to let others wash our feet.